This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Irony Files, last week, Cornell University's student government voted 15-14 not to disarm campus police. Cornell University activists then threatened violence against student government representatives who voted against disarming the campus police. How about an app that tells you what your feline is saying? USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Since reading a cat's mind is impossible, Javier Sanchez is currently developing an app called Meow Talk that promises to translate your cat's vocalizations into something humans can understand. He helped develop Amazon Alexa and now works for tech company Akvelin. And his team has found that cats often have one of 9 different intents they are trying to relay when they meow. And each message has its own type of meow. Cat owners who download the app are able to record their cat's meows and then get a translation of the sound. Meow Talk is still under development and is continually being refined and updated. And if all else fails, you can always adopt a dog. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The NFL had scheduled 3 games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
It's like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now we simply feel like that as of tomorrow we would not have confidence in going forward, but I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, can you believe it? It's been 2 weeks, and here we are. I mean, we really still do not know what happened in the election, and now all this, all these reports of corruption and, you know, machinery that's been around that's been problematic, machinery associated with Venezuela, that the same software that was used to make sure that Maduro won by a landslide, you know, a couple of times, and not to mention that this was something that has been used in other countries. And the question is, what happened to, you know, our institutions like the FBI and CIA? They had to know about this product. And all of a sudden, we're having to do some due diligence after the fact and scramble as the clock is running to make sure that we've had enough time to get through the due process. Jim Dennison is with us, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, what do you say about all this madness?
Bill, thanks so much. Glad to be on with you today. Madness is the right word.
Yeah.
Absolutely is. I'm 62 years old. I remember back to the Carter versus Ford election. I remember the hanging chads of 2000. I was actually in Cuba. I was on a mission trip in Cuba during the 2000 election and watched all of that. It was kind of a surreal experience to be in a Cuban hotel room watching CNN back in the United States, all that. But with all of that, as close as it was, as divisive as it really wasn't in question the process itself, whether or not we could really trust the voting process itself. And that's really what's on some level in question here and what we really have to get to, regardless of the outcome of this specific election. It's voting itself. And without voting, democracy is in question. And so this is a pretty foundational issue.
Well, without a doubt. And then once again, some of us are agreeing that Donald Trump was right. I mean, he waved the warning flag, you know, going into this, saying this was going to be problematic. But I don't think Donald Trump knew about, you know, this hardware and Smartmatic and the Dominion voting systems. Maybe had an idea. I don't know. That wasn't brought to light. It was just more about, you know, sending mail-in votes, you know, to everybody, whether they requested it or not. And so as a result, we've got people, you know, voting from the cemetery. I mean, it's just miraculous what has happened. It's comical, and at the same time, it's disgusting that something as significant as our vote would be so compromised and questioned to the point that here we are, 2 weeks down the road, and we still do not know, or we're not comfortable to know who our next president is going to be.
And that's on top of all the other divisiveness that we brought into this election anyway, as you have discussed in the past and
right,
as you speak to so well in what you do. We were already divided on foundational issues. When does life begin? What should marriage be? How should religion relate to state? All those issues were in play and still are in play. But at the very least, we had a process by which we could, to some degree, legislate that through the voting process. And now we're at a place where we're even wondering if that's intact. And it really does call into question where we're going as a future and gives Christians a greater opportunity than ever to stand up and speak the truth in love.
And this is why our First Amendment right is so critical, Jim, that we have to honor that. And those that would want to disqualify and invalidate our voices, we have to stand in their face and say, no, I am not going to buckle. This is a time for courage, because the reason that America is where it's at right now is because too many voices have been disqualified. I just wrote a commentary, Jim, I thought you might find of note, because my question is, where's the lost headline? You know, publications, mainstream media, presses, that sort of thing, in years gone by, they love to have controversies like these because they could report on them. I mean, this is what builds their credibility. It's what gets people to say, hey, I'm glad you're here, to hold people accountable. And the mainstream media, television, every form of media in the mainstream is quite silent on all this. I mean, they don't want to investigate this. They don't want to check it out. I mean, thank God for groups like Veritas and the efforts of Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani that are, you know, they're committed to, you know, cracking this thing open, as they say.
Yeah, from the day one, and you know, obviously, and we've talked about this, 4 years ago, the mainstream press made it their mission to defeat Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be partisan about that, but made it their mission to defeat what he stood for, what he represented. And so this doesn't play toward that mission. The idea that there could be some issue with Biden's election, the idea that the way this all processed was itself in question, doesn't fit with the larger mission they have now, which isn't to hold the larger process accountable as used to be. It wasn't to tell the truth for the sake of the truth. I'm old enough again to remember Walter Cronkite, to remember
yes.
the day when the press existed to say that's the way it is. That was his send-off every night,
right.
And that's the way it is. And we believed him, because he didn't have an agenda that was driving how he reported. Now that's so different. And it makes it again so urgent, as you say, that we defend our First Amendment rights and we speak the truth and we do so courageously and compassionately.
And so many things that involve our government because of due process. And also, I think that in some cases, you have intentional, intentional efforts to work on the clock, you know, to let it run its course, and to where people have no choice. But, you know, there's just so beat up, and there's, you know, we've got election. We've had COVID fatigue, pandemic fatigue. Now we're getting election fatigue over all this, and the people are going to throw their hands up and just go along to get along. And meanwhile, what we've done is we've embraced more corruption into the system. I mean, where we are right now is because of the massive corruption and the failings of these institutions, Jim, that before we could count on. We can't count on the FBI. I mean, we're getting reports now that Durham, who was doing this deep dive, supposedly authorized by AG Barr into the whole Russian delusion thing, that he's worn out. He's saying, okay, there's going to be new management under town, and everybody knew this going into it, that if he didn't give a report before the possible transition team, or if there was going to be a transition to new management in the Oval Office, that this stuff was going to be conveniently buried and set aside, because that is the tradition of politics in the United States, isn't it, sadly?
Unfortunately, it is. It's a war of attrition. And at the end of the day, if you can figure out what my personal agenda is, you can almost always predict my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If it's to my good to wait this out for the sake of a new administration, I'm probably going to do that. I remember years ago, the Harrison Ford movie, Clear and Present Danger,
yes.
where at the end of the movie, if you recall, the Harrison Ford standing before the president who was behind all this corruption and things, and the president was trying to tell them that they would be able to avoid all this, and he called it the Potomac Two-Step.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
and Harrison Ford said, I'm sorry, Mr. President, I don't dance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need more people that won't dance, don't we? We need
yes.
more people that are willing to be courageous and compassionate about the truth of the day.
And it really starts with those three important words that opened up. You know, our founding document, we the people, we're the ones that need to have the courage. I mean, you saw what happened this weekend in D.C., good-meaning people, the support of the president, were out there in record numbers. I mean, the media, it's interesting. They were saying thousands. Some said tens of thousands, according to the D.C. police. In fact, there were over a million people there on Saturday in support of the president and in support of fair elections. And, of course, the cancel culture came in later on in the evening and, you know, throwing firecrackers while people were dining and attacking people, elderly people. They cold-cocked one gentleman, obviously, I mean, with blood coming out of his ears and maybe sustained some, a concussion of some sort. But it was, it's just heartbreaking to see this happening. But now is the time for courage. More from Jim Dennison after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I always enjoy this time with Jim Dennison because we can really get down to the root of the matter. There are so many outlets that avoid the obvious, and the obvious is the truth. America has abandoned the truth, and once you do that, boy, all things start to come apart and chaos reigns. I mean, we have cities where anarchists are running free. They're destroying property. They're job killers. They have made it clear that they want to destroy, utterly destroy America and America's way of life. And I just, Jim, it confounds me totally why there has not been an all-out attack and counterattack against these anarchists that want to destroy our country. Why are they allowed to walk the streets and do the damage like what was on display this past weekend in Washington, D.C., at our nation's capital? This is the people's capital. This is our nation's capital, and you're telling me the citizens and their families cannot go there without any fear of reprisal or, you know, fear for their own safety?
We're at a place now, Bill, that I wouldn't have imagined. I don't mean that to sound hyperbolic. I'm not trying to exaggerate to make a point here. Absolutely the case. I would not have expected a day when something like Antifa would not be universally refused, universally condemned. But because one side sees the silence toward that as advancing their larger cause, they think that the ends justify the means. They think that at the end of the day, unfortunately, it's worth keeping silence to this for the sake of the larger purpose. And once, as you said, we abandon truth, once truth is how my mind interprets my senses, you go all the way back to Kant and Nietzsche and the philosophy behind all that. Once you get to that postmodern relativism, that truth is personal, individual, and subjective, there's your truth and my truth, then at the end of the day, my truth has to defeat your truth. It's a zero-sum game. It's right. Me against you. It's oppositional. And at the end of the day, I will use any means to win. And that's exactly Tragically where we are.
Well, in the absence of truth, opinion rules, and we got a lot of opinions running out there right now, and it's not helping the cause. It's adding to the problem. And maybe we just need to pray for that critical point, Jim, where enough Americans are impacted by, you know, all this manure that's lying around. They finally say, hey, that's it. You know, I'm out of the farming business. I'm not going to do this anymore.
That's the opportunity for us. We've been here before in Western history. It's called skepticism 3 centuries before Christ. We've been there at various places in our history where people have decided there's no such thing as truth. Culture doesn't work that way. You can't do speed limits if you have no objective truth. You can't do morality. You can't do culture. Jonathan Sacks, Rabbi Sacks, in his marvelous book on morality, makes that point that consensual morality is essential to consensual democracy. The founders knew that.
Yes.
I mean, John Adams said our Constitution was intended for a moral and religious people and is unsuited to the governance of any other. So what I'm praying for is that believers are starting to see this and realize I've got to do something myself. I can't outsource this to my pastor or to my elected leaders or to people like you and me discussing this in the media. I've got to stand up myself and speak the truth in love and do it to the glory of God and for the future of my nation.
Jim, that's perfect. I'm glad you addressed that issue, that there is responsibility, individual responsibility to the cause. And God looks to his people, people who are called by his name. I mean, we're the ones who are being looked to, you know, for an answer, to be that difference, to be that conduit of truth and love, as you say. And we've got to step up big time. I know in the general context, people say, well, the church is not doing their job. But I say, look, we are the church. We are the church, and we need to take individual responsibility. And this puts us on the road to repentance. When we're on that road to repentance, grand things can happen. And, you know, but if we're in that position as people of faith and pointing outward instead of looking inward, you know, that's the problem, because that's another condition that I find that occurs in instances like this, is that we become too introspective. You know, we've got to think in terms of serving others. And in order to serve others, you got to have something to offer. And if you haven't gone into the throne room to be filled with the Spirit of God and his purpose for a time such as this, you're going to get run over. You're going to be empty. You're going to be burnt out, and you're going to be ineffective. And that's not the order of God, is it?
You came to the exact bottom line, Bill. Thank you so much for that. Ephesians 5:18 commands us to be filled with the Spirit. The word means to be controlled by the Spirit, to be empowered by the Spirit. That's a present tense imperative. That's something I have to do at the start of every day and then stay submitted to the Spirit through the day. Self-reliance won't get this done. Self-sufficiency is spiritual suicide. I won't have the courage of my convictions without the power of the Spirit. I won't know what to say and to whom I should say it without the leading of the Spirit. But if I will repent and stay submitted to the Holy Spirit will use me as salt and light in a culture desperate for both. It depends on us. If my people called by my name, not if my presidents, not if my pastors, if my people called by my name, starts right there, you and me today.
You touch on a critical point here, Jim, and that is that God's creation understands there's disorder. We may not be able to put our finger on it, express it correctly, but we know that this is not fun, that something is going to give. I mean, it is as if God's creation, as Jesus talked about, even the stones are crying out for order. And this is where we are right now, and we can be comforted in knowing. And I go to Genesis in the opening chapter, and it talks about, in the opening verses, how the Spirit of God is just hovering, you know, like a mother hen over the chaos right now to bring order. And we can draw comfort in that, and we can also be encouraged to co-labor with the Spirit of God for this chaos that's in the streets. I mean, all that you mentioned before that has been occurring in America today, we've got all this gender confusion that's going on. Still, the numbers of abortion and divorces and family disruptions, suicides, go on down the list, which is all a condition of a chaotic and unhinged society. And know this. The Spirit of God is grieving over this and is hovering to bring order. And so it's up to us as people who are called by His name to come and play our role, our critical role. We all have a role to play in the adjustment that needs to be made in our society, in our world, if we're going to get things back on track. I mean, you know, God's ultimate will happen. He said it. It always comes to its fitting conclusion, just the way He planned, not the way we planned, but the way He planned. And that's what we have to, you know, pray when we pray God's will be done. We need to remember that it is His will above all, not ours.
And we need to seize this opportunity, exactly as you're saying, Bill. Reframe the crisis as an opportunity.
Yes.
Here's the good news in the midst of all of this. When Jesus said you're the salt of the earth, the light of the world, doesn't take much salt to change the food. Doesn't take much light to overpower the dark. One flashlight in a dark cavern is enough. That's the good news. If we'll claim the opportunity that's before us in this crisis and speak the truth in love and be filled with the Holy Spirit, God will use us toward the kind of spiritual awakening we so desperately need in our culture today. You and I, the people listening to us right now, can be the catalysts our culture needs.
Exactly. And Jim, as you touched on earlier, so important, and I want people to apprehend this, and that is that it just takes a little bit of love, doesn't it? I mean, when so much love is missing, a little bit of love can go a long way. You'd be surprised, right?
Changes everything. Changes everything. I was in Carlsbad Cavern some years ago. They turned the lights off. It's pitch black. Then the tour guide turns on his flashlight, and you can't help seeing that flashlight. You're drawn from the dark to the light. A little light in the dark changes everything.
Well, and it can be tough. Especially if you find yourself in a situation like the people did on Saturday in D.C. They're there to celebrate their freedoms, to, you know, for love of country, and they're being attacked. How do you represent love when you're being attacked like that, Jim?
That's when you turn the other cheek and decide, I'm going to love you the way Jesus loves you. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me do it. Help me love them, Lord, the way you love me. And recognize, as Augustine said, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. Ask Him for the gift of the love that we need to give.
Well, God's wisdom and God's love, may we all have an infilling of that to do that which is appropriate and powerful. And can be life-changing for yourself as well as those that you touch. The Bible talks about an aptly spoken word. Sometimes it's just a gesture. Sometimes it's just a smile. But regardless, it's very powerful, isn't it, Jim Dennison?
You're planting a seed of love, and every plant, every seed of love you plant will grow.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agudath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof that a confident...
3 letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof.
I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Merry Christmas to you. It's Bill Martinez, and I'll tell you, I can't imagine a Christmas without Becky Kelly. Becky's on the phone with us, and Becky and I connected a number of years back after I read about a story that was about her then 4-year-old nephew, Spencer, who was at the mall. And he had an interesting observation, and that observation has triggered off what has become quite a phenomena here. And Becky and her dad wrote a song about it, and everybody looks forward to it. It has become a special part of my Christmas, and I'm happy to be sharing it with you today, and Becky Kelly as well. Becky's on the phone with us. Becky, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bill? Thanks for having me.
Doing wonderful. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, it's been about 4 years since we first started talking, and we seem to have this dialogue every Christmas. And like I said, I just can't imagine Christmas without you and hearing the sweet story of Spencer. And tell our audience, a little bit of background about yourself and, what happened, that day at the mall.
Sure. Sure. Well, I am from St. Louis, and I'm here right now, and it's 8 degrees here. I don't know how warm it is where you are, but it's freezing.
It's frightful, isn't it?
Yes, it's frightful. Right. But so I have sung my whole life, and my dad, you know, he's always been a piano player, and this is kind of what we've done. And my sister, one day, took my nephew, like you said, Spencer, to the mall, and they were in line to see Santa. And he looked up at her and said, "Are we in line to see Jesus?" And she said, "What? Excuse me, what did you say?" You know, and couldn't believe what he had just asked her. And so she basically called my dad and told him. And he wrote the song that day, and it kind of went from there. And he asked if I wanted to sing in the studio and go ahead and record a version of it. And I said, sure. And it went from there. We did the video, and it's out now. And we have over 4 million hits this year on YouTube, which is unbelievable. The song's called Where's the Line to See Jesus? So it's been really exciting and awesome to see what God's done with it over the last 4 years. So.
Well, and Spencer's been growing up with this song, and now what, he's 9, he's going to be 10 years old. And so what does he think when he hears the song now that he's able to relate a little bit more to that?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And it's the funny thing is about that, because when we first released it, people were right. You know how people are. Some people, they said, there's no way he asked that. That's not true. And it absolutely was true. And it just kind of become a part of his life. Every Christmas, he knows it comes around. And, of course, he's seen the video. And I'm sure he's happy to be a part of it. He's a sweet kid. He's in fourth grade this year. So it's just kind of become a part of all of our lives. Every year we gear up after Thanksgiving. We know the phone calls and emails are going to start piling in, and the orders and the, you know, the radio interviews, and it's really exciting and it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, you know, Bill Martinez is going to call you and say, okay, we got to talk. We got to get an update.
Yeah. That's
well,
right.
And congratulations. Four million hits on the site
Thank you.
Song. And
I know.
Everybody's sharing it. I imagine Spencer's probably got a T-shirt that says, Where's the Line to See Jesus, right?
Hey, that's a good idea. We haven't thought of that one yet. We'll have to get those out, too.
Well, exactly. Well, that's my thought. I mean, let's get this out, and we'll keep promoting it across the country here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, it is amazing.
Well, Becky, I'm sure for the family, I mean, this has really kind of been such a special and becoming such an iconic event, you know, for, you know, the family, like you say, you know, right after Thanksgiving, everybody's rallying around, and it's Where's the Line to See Jesus? And I know for people that have seen the video, which is on your website, and it's real easy because the website is wheresthelinetoseejesus.com, right?
That's right. You got it. That's it.
Right. And then also there, you know, you've been keeping up with the blog and interacting with, you know, the communities across the country. What are some of the sweet stories that you hear about people's reaction to the song?
Well, there's one I posted on Facebook this year that really caught me off guard. It was from Germany, which is crazy because it literally is all over the world. They play it in Australia quite a bit, I think, and anyway, this email came from a man in Germany, and he said he was kind of bored at work and just started a playlist of Christmas songs on YouTube. And ours was the first one that came up. And he said he just stopped what he was doing and, you know, watched the video. And he said he just started crying. And he said, "I'm a 49-year-old German man, and we do not cry," you know. And he said it just kind of broke through to my heart, you know, that this is, that you were singing about the real reason of Christmas. And I love that, and what I put on my Facebook status is we're really not creating a war against Santa Claus. You know, we're trying to just get people to remember the real reason for the for the season. So that was probably my favorite email of the season. I'm like, thank you, you get it. You know, you get all kinds of messages, but that one stood out to me this year. So it's been neat to hear from everybody.
Well, I want you to be encouraged, too. I know we've had a lot of conversation on our show nationally about this, that this supposed, you know, war on Christmas and that sort of thing. But it really isn't passing the so what test. The media is kind of hyping up something that really isn't there.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. I mean, it's unfortunate in a sense that of the time that they could be spending and talking and sharing moments like Spencer and these kids and, you know, and their reality of Christmas and also America. Because in latest polling, you know, from Rasmussen, it said that
67% of America would much rather hear Merry Christmas than Happy Holidays as a greeting, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's,
I always
that's
say Merry
huge.
Christmas.
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's huge. I know.
You know, and especially when you, and you know, and you can hear people when they say Merry Christmas, and it's genuine, and it's from something inside of them, their spirit that just wants to bless somebody else. And
yeah.
And that's the way I give it, and the way I, at least I try to give it and receive it as well, is that it's one blessing to another human being
exactly.
That's on this journey together on this planet, you know, and
right.
Here.
Right.
The ultimate Christmas gift
yes.
that God gave us 2,000 years ago, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly right. Yep.
Right.
I 100% agree.
Well, and out of the mouths of babes comes profound truths that many adults somehow, you know, are blocked from understanding because of where they are on their journey. And I hope that your journey can lead you into appreciating what came out of Spencer's mouth now, what, 5 years ago when he looked up to his mom and said, where's the line to see Jesus, right, Becky?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the song for everybody right now. Becky Kelly, this is a song that her father wrote, and she sang, and this has become quite the family song, and a song for not just the United States, but around the world, with 4 million hits. People around the world are enjoying. Where's the line to see Jesus?
Approaching, snow is starting to fall. Shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall. Children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tucked my sweater.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And great to have a good friend of mine, Kevin Austin, with ChristReef.com, joins us now. And just to give you a little bit of background about Kevin, is that we didn't even realize how connected we were. Because when I go back to when I first got back on the radio, doing this radio show, I interviewed a gal, Becky Kelly, who did a song, and you may have seen it on her website, and you may even recall where she did this incredible song at Christmas time, which led from an experience from her nephew, I believe, and they went to the mall, and everybody was lined up to see Santa, right? And don't you know, kids can give you, you know, they can just hit you right between the eyes with the truth. And and what he did was he looks up and he says, "Hey, where's the line to see Jesus? You know, we got a big line here for you know, for Santa, but there's no line. You know, what's going on?" And so that inspired Becky and her father to write the song, "Where's the Line to See Jesus?" They went in the studio, and God, it was just a memorable song and a great hit, and something that we shared with a lot of people in Los Angeles, California. And we had Becky on a couple other times after that. It seemed like it was an annual Christmas event. Okay, fast forward all these years later, I run into Kevin. Kevin goes, "Oh yeah, where's the line to see Jesus?" And he's been doing this promotion here in Florida. And I, oh my gosh, this must be something here. So is that, did I do a fair summary of that, Kevin?
Yes, it really is. I was working on this program, the ChristReef, and listening to some music, and I heard this wonderful song, "Where's the Line to See Jesus," in the video. Mm-hmm. And looking at it, it really just touched my heart so much from the standpoint, well, truly, why isn't there a line to see Jesus?
Amen.
In the mall?
Right.
So really, long story short, went down to the Treasure Coast Mall here. And spoke to the manager, and long story short, we were able to, in this day of secularism and not wanting to have Jesus in public places, etc., convince them that, like anyone, I should be able to do this. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we rented a space in the mall. We engaged actually St. Bernadette's Church in Port St. Lucie, their youth ministry, and that was on Mary and Joseph. We requested that people bring toys for the toys, U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots program,
right,
to collect toys. And Bill, truly, the expression on people's faces as they walked through the mall and saw a living nativity was just precious.
There was the line. I mean, the song that Becky Kelly put out there, Where's the Line to Sing Jesus? You answered that by making it possible to have a line for people to come and see Jesus and give gifts. And, you know, it's just an incredible promotion and one that we believe that should be ignited across the country, especially in this time of confusion and a time where the people really need, they need to see Jesus.
And especially, I know, with the prayer march that was had by Franklin Graham,
right,
in Washington, D.C., and Jonathan Kahn with the Harbinger II, but a return to God.
Right.
And that truly also touched. So we moved it up one step. And on December the 5th here in Fort Pierce, and on December the 12th in Port St. Lucie at Met Stadium, we're going to have a line to see Jesus at each one of these locations. With, because of COVID, we wanted to do this as a mini music fest to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Right.
But in lieu of that, what we're doing this as a drive-through in their large parking lot area.
Yes.
We're going to have a living nativity. We will not have animals, but we will have a nativity. We're requesting that people, we're doing this to try and, at this point in time in our country, to bring unity to our community through Jesus.
Yes, amen.
And his Christian family values back into the United States.
Right.
And what
exactly
we're doing is we're requesting that people come through this drive-through, bring an underwrapped toy, which will be donated to the needy children in our county. And at the same time, we're requesting donations for St. Vincent de Paul Mission and for Sarah's Kitchen.
Can they bring toys as like they did last year?
Yes, this is what we're requesting, that
okay,
they bring toys. Now, the cool thing is really we would love for this to go all throughout the country.
Well, you're setting this up so that they can be in touch with you, and you can tell them how simple it is to do this. I mean, and you've done other things too. Oh, by the way, just a little sidebar here. What Kevin's done in New York, of course, a lot of people are moving out of New York, and New York's known for its billboards. There's an atheist billboard there. You know, it says what Santa keep the Mary. You know, it says Santa keep the Mary. Jesus dumped the myth.
That was so frustrating to see that in such a public place, keep the Mary but dump the myth. So
yes,
our response to this is we created a billboard, and everything is on linetoseejesus.com if you go on that website. But this billboard,
yes,
to respond to secularism's billboard, our billboard is Merry Christmas, it's my birthday, come join the celebration, rsvpjesus.org. And you can go on our website, rsvpjesus.org, which also is the same website for Line to See Jesus. And there's a, we'll give you information how you can contact a billboard company and have that sign in your community to share that message of bringing Christ back into Christmas.
Well, you know, people are crying out for peace all the time, Kevin, and I've said to people, you know, and I shared it with you when we had you know, had coffee, and we were sitting down there at Perkins Restaurant, and I said, you know, what God had shown me was that, you know, because you hear people, you know, they're saying, you know, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. And I felt like, you know, God had impressed upon me is that, no Jesus, no peace. And it's not the K-N-O-W, it's just no. If you don't have Jesus, you're not going to have peace. And this is what it really comes down to. And I understand this message, you know, even here in America or around the world, but in America, you say 350 million people. I mean, there are people who are atheists that they look at Jesus as a myth and they want to dump that myth. Well, look at sadly. I mean, it's sad because you're being blinded and not knowing the truth. And Jesus himself said he is the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, think about that. Think about that Jesus is those three critical things, the very thing that we're crying out for. And so right now we've got people rioting in the street. They're destroying their communities and that sort of thing. And they're, you know, yelling, no justice, no peace. But you can't have justice, you can't have peace without Jesus. I mean, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the government's not going to give it to you. No. Jesus is the source of this, and as much as possible, this side of heaven, that we can realize this, there is some self-responsibility that needs to be administered here. And, you know, take it from, you know, two men who've gone through experience. I mean, we speak from our experience. We're not speaking from some sort of theory. We've lived life in such a way that we knew, we've realized life without Jesus, and we don't want to go back there again. You know, and it's all very practical. And by the same token, we want everybody to have what we have. And when we see, you know, a big lie out there in New York, you know, because you got millions of people that go through there, even right now in the era of COVID, a lot of people going through New York and a lot of people leaving New York, too. But maybe the last thing they see is something as goofy as Santa keep them merry, you know, and Jesus dump the myth. I mean, if that's the last thing they remember, how sad, right?
Have to bring God back into our society, and this is, you know, I would like to thank a support to the march, the prayer march in Washington for Franklin Graham and Jonathan Cahn,
and the return standpoint. Because it's all about revival. I mean, you can't have you cannot have revival until you have repentance, and that's what we need to. We first come to repentance, then we'll have revival. But this is the end game for people of faith and what we need right now, right?
And everyone can join this. We've been blessed by having other churches, Indian River Presbyterian Church. And St. Anastasia, St. Mark. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring all Christian churches together at this Line to See Jesus, which anyone can do in their community. It's wonderful being on your show, Bill, to share this mm-hmm. message in your community in the 300 markets that we're talking to now. Mm-hmm. Have a Line to See Jesus. Go onto the website. There's a methodology of doing it. In COVID, do it as a drive-through. And mm-hmm. the other thing we have is our response is also to show a new Christmas symbol,
yes.
Christ Street Christmas Cross.
Mm-hmm. And it's all right there, and we've got to leave it there for right now. Kevin, again, God bless you for doing this, and I want to encourage our listeners and, you know, churches, you know, throughout the markets that that we're touching here right now, that they will respond. They can be in touch with you at the website, and if they have any further questions, then they can follow up with you direct, and you can encourage them and help them with the how-to have their own line to see Jesus in their own communities, right?
Yes, this is how we show that we are returning to God by having a Line to See Jesus, collect toys for the needy children in your community, and financial donations to help feed the hungry this Christmas. Let's show Jesus that we are coming back and returning
Amen.
To him.
Amen. And go to the website for more information, linetoseejesus.com. Kevin Austin has been with us. Kevin, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final.